Madam President, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. On behalf of Tanzania delegation, I'd like to congratulate you being elected as the President of the 64th World Assembly. We also congratulate Dr. Margaret Cham, Director General of WHO, for her leadership and wisdom in guiding this organization. Would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge her mission to Tanzania in 2009, as mentioned in her report, the government and the people of the United Republic of Tanzania valued and appreciated her visit to our country as it was a catalyst to accelerate the implementation of various health interventions. Madam President, Tanzania aligns itself with the statement given by Nigeria on behalf of the African region. Non-communicable diseases prevention and control being the theme of this year, where the Health Assembly would like to reiterate the impact of the existing double burden of the disease, both communicable and non-communicable, along with the diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, cancer, and chronic respiratory diseases, mental health, blood disorders, violence, and injuries are of major concern. Through the support of WHO and the other development partners, Tanzania has made significant progress in the control of HIV, AIDS, TB, and malaria. We are honored to be part of ALMA, which is under the leadership of the President of the United Republic of Tanzania, His Excellency Dr. Jakaya Mrisho Kikwete. Such political support adds value to the efforts that are in place for the improvement of the health status of our people. We need to reposition malaria control efforts and have the elimination of malaria as an ultimate goal by scaling up the intervention so as to ensure there is an enhanced outcome and impact. Following the implementation of various interventions, there has been progressive declining in the prevalence of both HIV and malaria, as well as increasing treatment success of TB cases to the level of 87%, which is above the global target of 85%. The new WHO care and treatment guidelines are promising for both HIV control and the elimination of mother-to-child transmission. This will require more funding due to the fact that an increasing number of people with HIV will be initiated with treatment. It is our hope that such support will allow us to sustain all the patients who are already on treatment and to expand the coverage countrywide using the facilities at community level. Tanzania has made significant progress in the reduction of both the under 5 and the infant mortality. The country has witnessed a 45% reduction of under 5 mortality rate from 147 per 1,000 deaths, live births in 1999 to 81 per 1,000 live births in 2010, and a 49% reduction in infant mortality rate from 99 per 1,000 live births in 1999 to 51 per 1,000 live births in 2010, putting us on track towards achieving the MDG4. More efforts are being put to reduce maternal mortality ratio, where the declining trend has been observed from 578 to 454 per 1,100 live births. Pneumonia and diarrhea diseases are the second and commonest cause of mortality for the under 5. Control of these diseases will contribute to accelerate further the reduction of child morbidity and mortality. The introduction of new vaccines, namely pneumococcal and retrovirus, if supported, will highly contribute to the significant reduction of mortality and mortality. We highly appreciate the support for immunization that has been provided by Gavi, and would like to add a voice to the Director General's call and appeal to replacement of the Gavi funds that is due for June this year. Like other developing countries, and as observed earlier here, the maternal mortality continues to be a challenge. Tanzania has been honored and appreciates the opportunity to serve as a co-chair for the Commission on Information and Accountability for Women's and Children's Health through their excellencies, the President of the United Republic of Tanzania and the former Prime Minister of Canada. We look forward to the adoption of the report and the recommendation of the Commission by the Member States for better health outcomes for women and children. Alongside the above efforts, Tanzania reaffirms our commitment to continue collaborating with WHO and the other development partners and support the global initiatives for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. I thank you for your attention.